It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Have you seen the banners on the east and west end of town? Heard the buzz? Monta Vista is open for business. Ken Hamco has a great story to tell about a grassroots movement that has taken the challenge to do what they can to help rejuvenate interest in business in our little town. This grassroots movement is independent from any city or chamber involvement, although the city and chamber have been very encouraging. Also, thanks to Rob Vance and his crew for hanging the banners. There's more to come from this citizen-led and funded group. I'm Adam, and there's a buzz about in the fair town of Monta Vista right here in the San Luis Valley. Businesses are opening back up, and there's a definite excitement in the air. It's a similar buzz that was building right before the COVID-19 pandemic started, and we were getting new businesses coming to our town. Here to tell us exactly what's going on is Ken Hamco. Ken is the resident manager at the Sand Hill Inn and Suites. He is also the membership director and a member of the board of directors at the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce. Ken is a progressive and active part in our community. In fact, we have him and the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce to thank for many things, one of which is the incredible display of artistic cranes lining the streets in our town. Ken, you were the board member we interviewed for the October 2019 Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight podcast. So if our listeners want to learn about your past, how you got here, and a whole lot more, I'd recommend they go listen to that particular podcast. It is, by the way, the most listened to podcast of the Chamber series that we've done to date. Didn't know that, did you?
Oh, nice.
It is. Ken, let's get right to it. What in the world is going on here in Monta Vista?
Well, you know, for the last 3 months, not a whole lot. But now you can see some excitement happening. Things are opening back up. Some of the stores are opening back up. Some of the restaurants are opening back up. As far as allowing seating inside of the restaurants and not just takeout and delivery, that kind of thing. So you're seeing some activity, you know, around town, and that's a good thing.
Well, I noticed something, too. Great big signs at both ends of town. Whose crazy idea was to put those banners up in the first place?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, you know, we rack our brains to think of what we can do to, one, get people to stop in the businesses, and then also with 20,000 cars going by, how do we get people to stop? Or to know that we are open, you know, the restaurants are open, the stores are open, they can go shopping and they can, you know, walk the streets. They can walk up and down the sidewalks and look at the cranes. So, you know, so how do you do that?
That's a good question.
And how do you do it not spending a whole lot of money?
Right.
So one of the things that I brainstormed a little bit was the people coming in and out of town, driving through, need to know that we're open. So we put a sign together. Actually, one of our local sign shops did it for us. And we put these signs at the end of town that says Monta Vista is open for business.
And it is.
And it is, yeah.
There's a rumor, too, that I heard that there's more signs coming for individual businesses to display free of charge. Is that actually true?
It is, actually. We're having some poster size, 18 by 21 size duplicates of the signs at each end of town. And they'll be given out to all the businesses that are open downtown. And that way, as people drive through, you know, they recognize the banner that we put up on the end of town. And then they recognize that that particular business, when they go by, is actually open for business. So that's what it's there for.
So this is just a grassroots movement born by local citizens here in Monta Vista?
It is, actually. Prior to the pandemic, there was a group of us that were meeting in town here that were just throwing out ideas. Just talking about everything that we possibly can do to downtown Monta Vista to bring business in, to improve business, to improve communications, just every aspect of the town. It's just a group of citizens that we got together. And so we brainstorm a bunch of stuff. Some things stick, some things don't. But that's where we're going with it.
That is great. Do you have like a goal, an objective with this group?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we are talking about actually forming a group called the Optimistics. And the reason we're forming that is because we have a lot of pessimistic people. And so we are looking at forming a group of people that really are very positive. They have ideas. They have the path for those ideas. They have the direction. They have the energies to implement those ideas. And not much comes out of their mouth that's negative, saying, well, we can't do that, or we used to do that, or we didn't do that, or 50 years ago we did that and it didn't work, that kind of thing. So you can only be positive in this group. That's it. And we move forward.
So what you're looking for is not, we can't. You're looking for something along the lines of, you know, we've got this hurdle to overcome, and here's how we do so.
That's it.
I like that. How have y'all been able to accomplish so much in such a little amount of time?
You just do it. You talk about it, and what I found in the past is that a lot of groups get together, and they just talk about it, and they talk about it, and they talk about it. And I think it's better just talk about it. Sounds like a good idea. Now do it. You know, that's a direction that we have to look at going.
I take it you're one of those I'd rather seek forgiveness and permission kind of people.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I would rather say, oops, sorry about that. But then if it does fly and it is a great idea and it did work, nobody's going to say anything except for good job.
I understand there are even more things planned to help our Monta Vista businesses here.
Well, you know, we continue to meet. We continue to talk about ideas. As a part of the chamber, we're increasing the number of times we meet to talk about how we help our businesses and our members in town. We have a larger scope group that is meeting to talk about the overall valley and how we bring businesses and tourism and everything back to the overall valley and how we can work together on ideas and thoughts and things like that. There's a tremendous amount of discussion going on right now and ideas flying and a lot of the different cities applying some of those ideas. And we just need to know if it works there, maybe it works here. So we want to try some of those things.
Several business owners and people from the city and the chamber here got together for a little photo shoot earlier under one of the banners. We also had an opportunity to talk with a few of these local business owners or managers, and here's what they had to say.
Hey, this is Dale Becker, mayor of Monta Vista. Come on into Monta Vista. Our city is open. We got businesses open. Stop and see us. Go to the restaurants. We are here, and we want you to stop in Monta Vista, so come and see us.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Pacheco from the Polished Edge, and we also have a new business here in town. It's also in the Polished Edge, but it's called the Polished Bean. We have gourmet coffee, specialty coffees, and lunch and breakfast, so come down and see us.
Hi, I'm Linda Burnett from the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce, and I invite everybody to come to Monta Vista and do your shopping.
Hi, I'm Gina Bolsinga, owner and operator of Quincy's Steak and Spirits. Come on down, we open every day at 4.
Hey, my name is Larry Foster. I am the owner of Uniquely Delightful, and we are in Monta Vista, and we are open.
Hi, I'm Katie Kelly. My husband is Douglas Crowell.
Hello.
We're the owners of Fay Moon Wolf Designs, Gift Shop, Art Gallery, 122 Adams Street. Please stop by and see us.
Forrest Neuberg, Monta Vista City Manager. So, hey, you know, Monta Vista is open for business. We got a lot of great shops going on, and, you know, people should come down and check it out. It's a fun town, and, you know, it's not super crowded, so it's a great place to social distance and shop and find some great places to eat.
Hi, this is Rhoda from the Sunflower. We are now open. And we are serving breakfast and lunch from 7 to 2. And we still have our casseroles and cookie dough and baked goods. We would love to see you all.
Hi, this is Chelsea from the Valley 3 Theater. We'll be opening this weekend on June the 18th. I still believe Saturday at 7 p.m., Friday at 7 p.m., and Sunday at 5 p.m. So we're happy to see you. Please come early because we have a 50-person capacity right now.
My name is Robert Vance. I'm the Public Works Director, and we are happy to hang those banners so people will get out and get to our downtown businesses, and Monta Vista is open for business.
Hi, I'm Raina Bowser. We have Southern Colorado Computer Services downtown in Monta Vista. We are open from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during weekdays. My tech is there from 5:30 to 6:30. We're both there usually 10 to noon on Saturday. And if some of those times don't work for you, we'll be there other times and we'll make arrangements for you. They can call us at 719-852-3512 and leave a message and we'll definitely return your call.
Hey, this is Luke from down at the Polished Bean. Monta Vista is open for business and we are too. Come on down, get your breakfast, lunch, pastries, coffee, you name it, we've got it.
Ken, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Absolutely. You know, come back down, spend some money. Restaurants, shops, all the shops are open. Walk around, take a look at the cranes. I will tell you that we're working on a project later on in August, possibly, that will allow you to meet the artists of the cranes and hopefully move forward with the auction that was postponed.
Ken, we appreciate you taking time talking to us about what's going on in the buzz in Monta Vista. It's really exciting. And again, we urge people to come on down, shop, eat, stay. Monta Vista is open for business. For more information about how to be a part of this innovative and progressive group of citizens, contact Ken Hamko. Contact him, you're going to have to play the game Find Ken. You can find him in person, by email, or on the phone. It's a fun way to show your determination and genuine desire to be a part of positive change and growth in Monte Vista and the surrounding towns.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.